try again in a few minutes. First up, KC8YVF, Ron, and thank you for the wonderful presentation on Mestastic the other night. Good evening.
Good evening, Dave, and thank you for doing the net tonight. I'll have a new schedule up here in a couple of weeks for next year, so basically same rotation, so everything will go to the same. Nothing falls on a holiday this year as far as the net, so we're good to go to the end of the year and continue on if everybody's good with that. Yeah, thank you kudos on it, I guess, on the presentation. Hopefully we answered a few questions. We probably piqued a few interests. We probably confused a few people. So hopefully it just helps to continue on with the discussion on that and get a few more people involved. So that's a good thing, I guess. For me, at least over the week, nothing, you know, just a normal work week. Thursday, though, at the meeting, Jay Cooper, who is one of the directors at MMR, dropped off a couple of tactical computers that he had left over. They've upgraded to newer machines that are Windows 11 compatible. These are not. They're older machines that won't take Windows 11. Got those. Boy, are those nice. Really nice computers. They are going to go in to replace the old notebooks that were in the county trailer. These have solid-state drives. These have screens that you can actually see. So very bright screens on these. Very nice. I'm working on them tonight, getting the software on. I talked to Jay. I said, is it possible to get some more of those? So I did. Was able to pick up one more. We needed three for the county trailer. Picked up a couple of notebooks, older notebooks. I'm not sure if I'm going to utilize those or not or where. We are also working with him to get replacement desktops to go down at 911, something that's quicker there than what we have. So that's coming. He said he's off until after first of the year, so it'd be at least a couple of weeks before he would get with that. Let me break. But anyhow, yeah, these are very nice. They will go well into the county trailer. USB ports, monitor ports, all of these things on them. I'm also going to get, he had offered me some, basically they're the same thing. So it's an all-in-one computer screen in one. You just add a mouse and a keyboard to it. So he said he'd get me, you know, two or three of those, and I'll see if I can, what's going to work the best for some of these applications. I need computers to go with the two portable WinLink stations, so if people get deployed to a Red Cross shelter or something like that, I have computers to go with them, so an all-in-one, one of these GTAC tactical computers would be really nice because they're very lightweight compared to a normal notebook. So we'll wait and see what I can figure out here, but that was a good thing at least to go with. Get us some upgrades from what we had, which were computers. I know the ones at 911 are a good 15 years old. So they work for what we need them to do. They're just slow to boot up. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. I'll be here for the second round. Back over to you, KC8YVF.
Well, thanks, Ron. He dropped them on the table and it piqued my interest. I was going to go over and dig right into them. They were kind of cool. Next up, NADRL, Dave, and Standby Greg. Good evening, David.
Contact.
Hello again, Dave. Well, let's see. Spent most of my day today in the afternoon, I guess, outside doing some, finishing up some cleanup before winter cleanup. I thought, how am I going to do this with the Lions game on? So I bit the bullet, got an old portable radio, plugged it into an outside outlet, and listened to the game while I did my cleanup. So that worked pretty well. I also recorded the game, so if there are any highlights that I wanted to see, I could go back and look at them. Well, we'll see how that works. I was able to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET tonight for the first time in a long time. Some noise on the band, but it was pretty open, a lot of 10, 20, and 30 over signals. It was probably 7 or 8 folks who checked in. And we got our replacement furnace in this week on Friday. So we have a new furnace. Should be good for the winter on that. I think that's our third one since we've had the house. It was a replacement under warranty, so there's no new warranty on it, with the exception of a lifetime warranty on the heat exchanger. And of course, that was parts only, so we had to pay for the install, which wasn't too terrible. For our hobby, I spent the last few days setting up a new digital station, new radio, old radio, I guess, finally took it off the shelf, with the radio with a sound card, so no more signal link. Took a while, but I got everything playing, AC log and WJST and grid tracker all work together. Grid tracker is auto log into QRZ, club log, and EQSL for me. And that worked out pretty well, but I had to also, with the new radio, I got a new, a different laptop. So I had to download everything, get all the settings right, and something you don't do in 5 minutes. I think I've got it going pretty well. I still have some work to do on FL Digi to get that to work. So that'll be, I guess, next week's project. Thank you, Dave, for doing the net, KEPCQ from N8RL.
Well, David, that takes time. That digital stuff is not the easiest thing on earth. I had a contact out there, did I?
Yes, good evening, Dave. Sorry for butting in, but I'd like to check in on the net today over KC8STL Rob.
Counted for, Robbie.
Sure, I'll be standing by. Thank you, Net Control.
Next up, K8AZN. Greg, welcome to the net.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. K8PCQ, this is K8AZN, and I, too, have been playing around with WinLinks here today, and I also have FL Digi. I work with that as well, so I've got FL Digi to work occasionally. So I still have issues with it, but it is functional. I can see the waterfall display, and then I can receive fairly well there. So other than that, WinLink there, I can do the Telnet just fine, but the communication over the radio, I have a ICOM IC7100 that I talked to you guys here on tonight, and for whatever reason, I can't seem to get it to work, so I'm still working with WinLink there a little bit. But other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to you there, Dave. This is KE8AZN, back to KE8PCQ.
Well, fine business there, Greg, and welcome aboard. Glad to have you. Next up, KD8PAZ Mini and standby KC8VOA Rick. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all you guys on the net here. It's good to hear everybody in here. Haven't been doing too much. Went and spent some more money on groceries for Thursday, but other than that, haven't been doing much. I got to do the cooking. My daughter and son-in-law and grandkids will all be here. So anyway, I hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
Well, good luck on Thursday, Minnie. You know, you only need the three basics, and that's stuffing, gravy, and pie. So with that said, KC8VOA Rick, stand by KC8STL Rob. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Dave. I went and picked the turkey up yesterday. I wanted a turkey just below 14 pounds. I have a what they call a gas-powered air fryer. a Big Easy. It's an outdoor cooker. And instead of buying the peanut oil, I'll put the turkey in there and fry it in there. And it does a pretty good job. I used to smoke them and everything else, and the kids said, as far as we're concerned, Dad, just do them this way in the air fryer. They're the best. So that's what I do. But I got to get some brine made up and get this stuff made up ahead here. And looks like the weather conditions this week should be favorable to be able to brine it with, without having to worry too much about keeping ice in the brine bucket. Looks like temperatures be cool enough. And that's the other thing. Keep an eye on the weather this week. We have some potentials this week. With that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. KCAVOA, back to KEAPCQ.
Well, Rick, that sounds like a great thing, that air fryer. I had a buddy that had one, and they came out very good. A lot safer than the oil. That said, KC8STL, Rob, good evening.
The right mic, your Dave. K8L or K8PCQ in the group, Q, Charlie. Unfortunately, I didn't miss the startup. I was not right at 7 because the phone rang. My dog started barking. We have a FedEx delivery at the front door, so I had to do that. And the wife is coming from Owasso, and but here I am. Good evening, Dave, everybody on the net. We'll wave a hand to Miss Minnie. Good evening, Minnie, and all my good friends on the Savara net. I had a good weekend. I was babysitting. The dog babysat me. Beth Ann went to do tickets at the steam train of the Polar Express over the weekend, so she had a few days away from me. She probably adored modern that. But doing good. Feeling much better, Dave. I got to see a doctor tomorrow, and I got a couple of doctors next week, but everything's looking good for me. And I played a little radio today there. I worked e-cars and mid-cars, and so everything's working good here. But good to hear you out there, Dave, and thanks for picking me back up on it. I do appreciate it there. So I'll hand it back to Net Control, and I'll be around for the 73 round. K8PCQ, KCSL. Take it away, Dave.
Well, Robbie, I don't know if you heard or not, but there was a train derailment on Saginaw there. Looked pretty bad, bunch of grain cars. With that said, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night in Michigan Net? Please call now with your call sign and your name.
This is November 8, QL Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank. Good evening.
Good evening, Bob. You're up.
I think you said I was up. Yeah, I was upstairs helping the wife decorate the Christmas tree, and I was looking for some more ornaments, and she goes, "Oh, that's enough for right now." And I looked at the time, and I goes, "Oh, wait." So I decided just to come down and check it out. Other than that, I got some leaves picked up yesterday. I think one more go around, and I'll be done. I'll wait another week or so, and then I'll be done with the leaves. Other than that, not a whole lot happening here. Traveling out of town for Thanksgiving, so that's going to be a long trip. But it is what it is. Daughter wants to host it this year, so I said, okay. So us and I got another daughter that lives in Cleveland, and we're all going to my other daughter's house in Missouri. So that's about it for right now. Back to Net Control. This is an AKPR.
Well, let's hope you got good weather for that. Before I head to the top of the 7-3 round, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.